told one fellow the other day, I said, I didn't come to the house of God. I said, I don't need a song. I thank God for songs. I mean, I'm glad for them. They help me. Tanner, they help me. I mean, folks get to singing in the Holy Ghost, and boy, it helps me. I mean, it stirs my heart. But brother Adam, I didn't have to have none of that. I'm glad I can build my fire at the house and thank God just come in ready. Just read Bible. He says over there in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing at his kingdom. He said, preach the word. Amen. Be instant in season, out of season. That means thank God when it's good and when it ain't. Amen. Feels good when it feels dull. Thank God. Hey, just preach the gospel. Amen. It'll work, won't it? Won't that work? I'm gonna read just a text of scripture, and I mean I might get there and I might not. We'll just have to see how that sort of goes. But I want you, if you got your Bible, I'm gonna open up in the book of Psalms, chapter number 38. Psalms chapter number 38, and I'm gonna read just a little bit here and there, or Psalms 39 rather, verse number 4. I just read one verse. I ain't gonna read nothing more than that. I'm gonna read one verse and I'm gonna be done. Psalms 39, Bible says this. He said, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days. He said, what it is that I may know how frail I am. You can be seated right there. I thought about what he said when he said, Lord, make me to know mine end. And then he said, the measure of my days. I want you to understand what Nathaniel was talking about and testifying just a minute ago. He said, there's a day coming. Hey, friend, whether you realize it or not, the same God that's got the hairs on your head numbered, he's got the days out in front of you numbered as well. And thank God they's not none of it free. I'm going to catch God by surprise. And God had my days figured out. It wasn't allotted time before I ever drawed my first breath. And thank God when I'll draw my last one. And I'm sure glad to say, until that day comes, friend, I believe the people of God are invincible. Amen. I want you to listen, friend. I'd start thinking about this. Hey, Apostle, or the psalmist David here. He doesn't say, Lord, help me just to know my years. He said, Lord, I want you to help me and I might know my days. And Brother Cliff, I wrote this down. 16,428 days that I've experienced on earth as of today. 16,428. And by and large, Brother Matt, they have been non-remarkable. I've got up on sub. I've got up and ate breakfast. I went to school, came home, and nothing remarkable happened. I thank God by and large today, Brother Keith. I'll get up on a Monday. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to fill a few drugs, and nothing remarkable's going to happen. But thank God in the midst of all of those unremarkable days, there have been a few days that something remarkable has happened. Have they spent a few of those days, thank God, that God passed by my way and made all the difference in the world. I thought about this. I'm going to give you just a few of those days, and I'm going to get down, be out of the way. I want you to notice I wrote this down. At day 2,665, that was a pretty special day. At day 2,665. I'll tell you this, day 2,664. I thank God that was July the 1st of 1988. I was lost and on my way to hell. And nothing remarkable happened that day. I don't remember anything much about it. I thank God, I remember I've told it 1,000 times. And today it'll be 1,001. But sometime that week before, old Jerry Duncan got saved. And my little sandbox man. And we'd push little cars out at the local church. And Jerry Duncan got born again. said, and by the good grace of God, and Brother John came and he told me, he said, I got saved. And when are you going to get saved? And for that week I thought, I wonder when I'm going to get saved. I wonder when the Holy Ghost is going to help me. Oh, listen. And that whole week, I don't remember too much of happening. Happened on day 2,665. It was a brand new day. And the sweet Holy Ghost of God, I came passing by my day and by my way. And let me say this to you, things ain't never been the same. Amen. Oh, yes, friend. I thought about this. Look here. It's a day of redemption. I thought about, thank God. I listen in Exodus chapter 12. And when the day of Passover comes, and you find this is what happens. And they're sitting in there. And the day of Passover is about to come. Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And what you find is up until that day, and the month of Abib, and the month of Nisan, it was the seventh month. And they'd always celebrated it as the seventh month. But not on that day. And God says, from this point forward, it is no longer the seventh month. He said, now it's the first day, and it's the first month. And you know what God done for him, Brother Bill? He changed the calendar. He said, this is what you was before this day, and this is what you'll be, thank God, after this day. I'm sure glad to report to you today, friend, and one of the best days in your life, and will be the day and the sweet Holy Ghost that comes passing by your way. Oh, yes. It's a day to remember. It's a day to mark on your calendar. And thank God. Listen, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, look here. You most shall know. And if you don't know, it makes little difference. But thank God, in just a few days. And Brother Matt, I was thinking about this. In just a few days, I'm going to click off. It's going to be day number 45 or year number 45. But you know, they ain't too much gets me excited on March the 16th. But every single time I pass by July the 2nd, and there's something, Brother James. I mean, I get along about that day, and at least along about that night, along about the evening time. And Brother Sam, it never fails. And the Holy Ghost comes passing by my way and says, remember where you was tonight, and remember where you was at tonight. And Brother Jones, I'll get to thinking, I can still see it in my mind's eye. I want to tell you this, Brother Gavin. And I didn't even know it. And it don't even matter. But every time we stand up and we sing glory, 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 I always stand up on a Sunday. And the day's July 2nd. I look that up, Brother Josh. And July 2nd's on a Saturday. And I thought, well, I've been standing up on the wrong day. But I'm standing on the right person. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, and you say, preacher, how'd it happen on July 2nd then? I'm glad our little church, and we had first Saturday night service of every single month. And along about that first Saturday night, I thank God, standing next to my memo and just clicking off at 94 years old, and Miss Crabtree, I tugged on her skirt, and the Holy Ghost dealt in my heart. But I thought the preacher had to give us an invitation. I just pulled on her little skirt. I said, Memo, when's it going to say? Whoever wants to come to the altar. I thank God she said, just go. Amen. I didn't know I could just go. But I'm sure glad that I found out I could just go. Amen. And the way had been opened up, and way back yonder on Calvary, and Christ opened up a new and a living way, and you can just come. Amen. And thank God, what a remarkable day. And listen, I don't know what that day looks like in your life. I hope you got a day. I'm in here saved and you got a day. And you say, preacher, thank God. I may not remember a lot of things, but I remember that day. Amen. It was remarkable. And thank God, listen, I remember going back home. And now that's not foolishness. I'm trying to be honest. I remember going back home. I had a little, I don't know why I remember this as good as I do. But Brother Josh, I had a little battery-operated water boat.
and I stuck that thing down the sink. I filled that thing up with water, and I started. I asked my mama. I said, "Hey, some folks need to know I got saved tonight." And I started telling everybody I could think of. I thank God just that little rotary dial. And you know, just one at a time. I thank God the sweet Holy Ghost came passing by, and I got to tell. I'm going to tell you this, hey, Brother Bill. I didn't know everything I was getting that night. I ain't even sure everything I got a hold of now. But I am sure of this. I thank God they sometimes. I mean, listen, I'm going to walk by faith. And it may be one remarkable day after another. But they sometimes. And God comes passing by my way. And gets to reminding me of all the good things that the Lord gave me on that night. Amen. I thank God it's good. It's good. I'm telling you, thank God. I thought about, first of all, there's a day of redemption. And they was down there for 154,000 days. 154,800 days. Egypt, Brother Joshua, if they was down in Egypt. But thank God, God said it's a brand new day. For 154,799 days, it looked like God had forgot about them. It looked like the promises of God were going to fail. But on that 800th day, amen, and the psalmist David said, and make me to know and the number of my days. I'm glad for the day of redemption. I had to write these down. I don't know. I'm not real good with a whole lot of numbers. But I put down the day of rejoicing. I'm glad the Bible says this is the day the Lord hath made. Amen. And I'll rejoice in it. Let me say, friend, thank God. I don't understand what happens sometimes. But I do know when God shows up and gets to helping us. And thank God. I don't know why everybody don't get in on it. I don't know why sometimes it feels like if there's something sitting on the service. I don't know why it feels like and 1 second it's right here. And then it feels like something. But I'm telling you, this is the day the Lord's made. And thank God, and I'm going to rejoice in it. Amen. Oh, listen, I thought about for all my youngins. Where's Owen at? Thank God. Listen to me. Hey, look here, son. Let me give you another day. And my boys like this sort of thing. These youngins will like this a little bit. And day 6767. Amen. And that'll be a good day. And day 6000. And 7067. Amen. And you say, what day was that, preacher? That was September 25th. And 1999. And boy, I got to rehearsing this, Kevin. And to a fellow the other day, just yesterday. I was sitting out in my garage. And this fellow called me. He said, tell me what it looked like when God called you to preach. And Brother Nathaniel, God is my witness. It was like the Holy Ghost took me like Ezekiel, man. He picked me up and set me outside of that little church. And boy, and I remember thinking, God, how you could have been 10,000 people and 9,999 of them would have been better than I was. But boy, I remember standing outside that day. And before that day, I like to open up a little bit. Hey, you know, I'd like to hide. I'd get up there. I'd testify a little bit. I'd hide behind the pulpit a little bit. But thank God that day, Brother Bill, God came passing by my way. I'm sure glad God still does call it. I'm glad God still is helping. I'm talking about these some days that are worth rejoicing in. Amen. Yeah. You ever had one of them days? I got, look here, let me write this. Y'all listen to me. Day 6,767. At day 8,475. At day 8,475. And that's May the 29th at 2004. Had that little lady sitting about six rows back, all the way over there to the left side. At Kelsey Jared right now, I can still see her in my mind. I'm standing up past my preacher, and the doors open up, and in comes my bride. And I'm telling you, brother, I don't know what it would have been like before that day. We'd had fusses and fights. Had there been times we'd had knockdown dragouts, I'd had to leave sometimes, missed it, and she'd have to go her separate ways. I don't look so spiritual right now. I'm trying to preach. And thank God, but I'm telling you, on that day, friend, and when those doors opened up, as she walks out in that wedding dress, and for the life of me, I couldn't think of one wrong thing that my wife ever had done. All I thought was, man alive, Man alive, I thank God. You say, preacher, you don't understand. How you don't understand how wicked I've been. How you understand this. And what is that, Numbers 23? And Numbers 24? How over there, whenever Balaam, he's trying to curse the people of God. And God looks down at him. And he said, I've not beheld iniquity in Jacob. I've not seen any perverseness. I thought, God, that can't be so. Had they been complaining and murmuring? Had they messed it up? And God said, you don't see them the way I do. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, listen. That helps me want to rejoice a little bit. Helps me want to get a little happy. Heck, God don't see me the way you see me. I'm talking about these some days. I thought about, look here, I'm going to run through these. I just preached 2 points. I don't know. How about this, what I wrote down, I'm going to say this. He said, make me to know the number of my days. At day 10,292. I thank God, listen. That was Davis's birthday. Oh, listen. I'm going to tell you what the Lord done for me that day. I'm just a testifying a little bit right here. Hey, y'all just hang with me. Some of you look miserable. And that's all right. I'm still rejoicing. Amen. I think maybe I ought to preach till you look happy. Amen. Have that help us out, wouldn't it? Amen. But oh, listen, on that day, I remember that little fella coming out after my wife put him. Now listen, I've heard Holly people talk about how beautiful babies was. I did not think that. I thought this is the ugliest thing that I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he was gray and his head was cone-headed. But oh, listen, and when he came in my arms, there was something that happened in my heart right then. There was something right then. How that God put on my heart. As soon as I wrapped my hands around him, how the Holy Ghost said, how could you give him up for the world? How could you give him up for the world? I said, no, but I'd sure give him back to you. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God. That was a remarkable day. Amen. Oh, listen, look here. That day 11,173. That's the day Evan was born. I'm really trying to mind God, but I have to tell you this, and my greatest concern as a dad when I had my second boy, that was would I love the second one as much as I love the first one. And I thought, there's no way possible. Somebody done throwed a baseball at me. Amen. I thought, there's no way possible that I could love the second one as much as I love the first one. And now you do with whatever you want to, Pam. I'm talking about this was a real concern on the inside of my heart. As God, can I love the second one as much as I love the first one? And you know what I found out? I can. Amen. And then he gave me a third one. I got that day written down here too. Day 12,076. And that was a pretty good day. And then I found out it wouldn't make no difference if God gave me 60 kids. Amen. I thank God I could love them all. Amen. That was day of rejoicing. Thank God. Oh, yeah. Oh, listen. I'm just talking about some days I've got up marked on my calendar. Day 12,601. Day 12,601. There's just been a few days, been pretty good days. This day right here was one of them. That day 12,601. That was the day, thank God, that I was sitting at Oneida, Tennessee, and minding my own business, and not worried about too much or nothing. And Brother Wayne Ipock called and said, Brother, would you come on out to church and fill in for us? And God is my witness. And boy, I'd been filling in a lot of places and never did have any unction of God to go. But I hadn't been here in probably a year, Brother Bill. And of that morning, whenever I got up, I told my wife, I said, God wants me to be their pastor. And if they ask me today, I'll take it today. And thank God, instead, you didn't even invite me back. Amen. But oh, thank God. I'm glad God was in the arrangements. I'm glad God was in the arrangements. As sometimes, Brother Doug, as sometimes reality sees us. As sometimes, Nate, I get a little weary. I get get a little weary in this work. And sometimes I get a little tired. But then I get to looking around. And Brother Creston, I sitting right back there. I sitting right back there next to Daryl. Yeah. I was minding my own business sitting right here. And to thank God while I was sitting here, I had little baby Coleman on this side. And he was staring at me. And I had baby Wally on this side. And he was staring at me. And the Holy Ghost said, "And they're watching you, preacher." I said, "Thank God, God, help me. Help me to walk straight. Help me to preach straight. Help me to mind God. Help the church do what it's supposed to do." Amen. It's a day of rejoicing. I mean, I've had a bunch of unremarkable days. Hey, it's been a few days. They've been good days. Amen. Well, let's just stay tuned here, neighbor. Day 16,000 at 150. That was June the 3rd, amen, of this year. I thank God when God came passing by and he put my whole family in his whole family. That's a pretty good day. Oh, thank God. I mean, I can't rejoice. I ought to be able to, amen. Hey, some days, you know what Jacob said about it? Jess, this is what Jacob said when he was asked about his life. Amen, he said, "My days," he said, "they've been few and evil." And he said, I've not attained to the days or the years of my fathers. And I thought, man, I can hook up with that a little bit, Rodney. But then God got to remind me of another feller I can hook up a little better with, because my days ain't been evil, good neighbor. I mean, I can hook up a little better. That was Psalms 23:6. And when he said, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow thee all the days of thy life." And boy, I can hook up with that, amen. I'm talking about some days you need to mark on your calendar. That's a day of redemption. A few days of rejoicing. Y'all got some day of rejoicing. I mean, could I stop the service and right now and just start going across the room and say, "Could you tell me about a day that was a mighty good day? And when you was rejoicing in what the Lord had done for your soul?" And you got a few of those days, amen. And you got some of them days marked in your life. And some of them landmarks set up somewhere where you can say, "This is what the Lord's done for me. And I've never got over it. I forgot about it sometimes. I pushed it aside sometimes. But I've never got over what God done for my soul." Amen. Can you remember that? I'm talking about some days you need to have marked on your calendar. The day of redemption. Amen. The day of rejoicing. You know what's a mighty big day in our Bible? We're getting ready to celebrate that day of resurrection. Oh. Whoop, whoop. Thank God. I mean, look here, good neighbor, in just a little while, it's not going to be about the matching outfits. Amen, good preacher. It's not about the matching. I'm not, look here. I hope everybody matches. We ought to just match as a church sometimes. That'd be a blessing. Everybody come in wearing yellow. Amen. I'm saying this, friend. It's not about that. It's not about family. It's not about your Easter dinner. Thank God it's not about the Easter bunny. It's not about the Easter ties. It's not even, thank God, about what's going to happen sometimes. All these pictures that we draw up. Hey, you know what the Easter message is about? It's on the third day. It was marked on the calendar of God. And the first day didn't look good, but he didn't say it would. And the second day didn't look good, but he didn't say it would. But he said, "If you destroy this temple in 3 days, I'll build it back." Amen. And on the third day, he did what he said he would. Amen. Oh, listen, I got to tell you this. There's something special about that third day. That day of resurrection when the Holy Ghost comes by your way. You say, "Preacher, what happened?" First of all, there in Genesis 1, on that third day, that's when God separates the waters. That's when that lamb begins to rise up. That's the first third day, Brother Benny. That's when God shows what he's going to do. Brother Chase, every day thereafter, on the third day, that land came rising up. I thought about, what about in Abraham? In Genesis 22, it was on the third day. He saw that mountain on Moriah where he's going to sacrifice his son. but there's a coming back off. And what about over there in Genesis 48? That was on that third day. And that Joseph led his boys out of prison. Have they been in a dark place? I bet Joseph, don't look here. And Joseph has a type of Christ. On that third day said, I'm letting you out. Amen. And that is a picture of what he was going to do for the Old Testament saints. And thank God, I wish you'd have helped me a little more on that one. And that's good stuff right there. And that's a picture of what he was going to do. Hezekiah was down and out. He had a wound that was going to kill him. But it was on the third day. He went up to the house of God, rejoicing over the remedy. And what about Jonah? And thank God, down in the belly of the whale. But it was on the third day that God revived him and spit him out on land. It was on the third day that Esther was there and she got to go in and petition to the king on behalf of the people. But thank God, listen, in John 2, it was on the third day that God turned the water to wine. It was out with the old and it was in with the new. But the greatest third day to ever happen, that was when Christ resurrected for our sins. Amen.
Died for our sins according to the scripture. He was raised again on the third day. Thank God according to the scripture. That's a pretty good day. I'm talking about, listen, your days are numbered. I don't even know if I wrote it down. I didn't. I wish I would have. I think it's something like, if you live to be 70, that's 25,550 days. Now, that's not an exact quote, so if you go home and you Google that and that's not right, just say my preacher said, he don't even know if that's right or not. That's close.
You're good.
25,000. Man, that seems like a lot until you're 16,500 into it. And some of you are already over that number. Your days have been marked. Your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. And then there's going to be a day. Numbers up. I don't know where that is. It could be day 16,428 for me today. I may not see day 16,429. Y'all listen to me. But if I don't, listen, don't get nervous. Kelsey, if today, Chloe, if today's the last day you ever see me, that clock will have stopped on day 16,428 for all of eternity. Because I'm about to enter into the one endless day. Thank God. Now listen, don't nobody get too. You know what makes it so good about that day? Y'all listen to me real good. I'm done preaching right here, I think. You know what makes that day so good? Honey, I would to God that every day I was excited about that day of redemption. And really, honestly, I should be. There ought not be a day, Sam, there ought not be a day that I wake up that I don't say, thank you, Lord. I don't have to die and go to hell. I don't care what anybody else does. It don't matter if anybody else is on fire. I don't have to be on fire. Amen. Thank God, I'm glad I don't have to die and go to hell. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, these days that we're more excited about the resurrection than others. There's days that I'm rejoicing over some days more than others. I thank God for what God done for my family. And the truth of the matter is, I'll not never get over it. But there's going to be a day in eternity when there's going to be a reuniting. I'm going to be with Christ. They're going to be with me. And we're going to be there for eternity. Amen. Amen. And you know what's going to happen for that one endless day? We're going to rejoice. We're going to be thankful for redemption. We're going to be celebrating the resurrection. We'll never get tired of doing it. You got, listen, your days are numbered. And the number is running out.
And if you ain't saved by the good grace of God, I'm telling you, God's give you witness all morning long. If you ain't saved, I ain't talking about, listen, my greatest fear in Fentress County, Scott County, here where we live, not just in the Bible Belt, but in the Bible Buckle. My greatest fear is that there is many, and they love the church, but they don't love Christ. And there's many. Their name's on the church roll, but it's not on heaven's roll. I'm telling you, your days are numbered. Clark, if we're going to do something for God, I remember, listen, I thought about this day 6,767. Man, at 18 years old, I thought, I've got my whole life to serve God. And it's went just like that. Your days are numbered. If you're going to do something for God, you say, preacher, I believe God's going to use me. I'll tell you what he done for Stephen. Stephen's days was numbered. He got to preach one message. One. Man alive. I'd like to heard his second one. But he got one message. He got one shot. He got one day. But man, how to use it.
Yeah, amen.
Golly. Yeah. I don't think he probably knew it, but his time was about over. Yeah. He just reared back. Right. Just so happened there's a little boy. Say a boy, there's a man by the name of Saul of Tarsus. Yeah. There was one message that made an impact on his heart. I'm done. Stand to your feet. I felt like the Holy Ghost wants me to stop.